You are actually standing behind the houses that are visible in the background of the photograph. The photographer would have been standing roughly where Bökkeregatan is today. And did you know that Bökkere is an old Swedish word for cooper, someone who made barrels? On the picture to the right, cooper Magnus Andersson is leaning against his cane. He was the one who founded the barrel making business here, and he has every right to feel proud. The business went well, and the young man on the bike, his grandson Axel, would go on to also become a cooper and continue to run the business all the way until the 1950s. Axel Andersson was interviewed about his memories from his grandfather's time in charge in a newspaper article from the beginning of the 1960s. He describes how the cooper and his 3 to 4 apprentices started as early as 7 o'clock in the morning and worked all day long until 7 or 8 in the evening, with the only breaks being for meals. No, that's right. There was also a break of dusk, he adds. Once dusk fell, the work stopped, and for 20 minutes there was stillness and an opportunity for meditation during the silence, as Axel Andersson describes it. In 1902, the Swedish Cooper Union's local department started a blockade against the cooperage. It wasn't due to the long work hours, but rather to the fact that the salary negotiations had broken down. The union hadn't been able to agree with Cooper Magnus Andersson, who had instead, in brutal words, rejected their attempt at settling. One could read in the newspaper Arbetet on the 21st of July, 1902. During the 1890s economical boom, workers gathered up the courage to fight for their rights with regards to wages and work conditions, and the years around 1900 was a time of numerous labour disputes.